In this bulletin, COVID-19 restrictions ease across Sydney as Victoria's plan out of lockdown is described as too conservative. The biggest pension increase in 7 years kicks in today. And in sport, Port Adelaide player Ollie Wines wins the club's first AFL Brownlow medal. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Victoria's roadmap out of lockdown has been described as a roadblock by business groups, with industry leaders saying the plan is conservative. Pubs, clubs and entertainment venues in Melbourne can host up to 50 fully vaccinated patrons outside. Hairdressers and personal care providers can reopen for up to 5 fully vaccinated customers at a time once 70% of Victorians are fully vaccinated. But many other businesses won't be able to reopen until 80% of the state's population have received 2 doses, which is estimated to be in early November. Chief Executive of the Victorian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Paul Guerra, says many business owners are disappointed with the plan.
Every Victorian business was looking for a path to prosperity, but what we got delivered was a roadmap of roadblocks. Every Victorian deserves to understand why the settings in New South Wales that enables them to open up at 70% double vaxxed and give them a path forward is so fundamentally different to what Victorians got delivered. We've done lockdowns for too long. We need a path out of this.
Greater Geelong, the Surf Coast and Mitchell Shire have entered day one of a 7-day lockdown. And thousands of Victorians in New South Wales can return home after Victoria downgraded its border settings. Greater Sydney residents are waking up to eased coronavirus restrictions across the 12 local government areas of concern to align with the rest of the city. Authorised worker conditions and travel permit requirements will remain. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she acknowledges concerns from the medical field that fewer restrictions could lead to a surge in COVID-19 cases, but she believes the government has struck the right balance.
This is the tension. There'll always be people that think you're not strict enough. There'll always be people who think you're too strict. We're not displeased with where we are, but we know it's precarious. We know that you can suddenly have those cases go back up if too many people do the wrong thing. And that's why our plan to reopen is a very cautious one. And that's why we say to everybody, please don't be complacent. Don't think it can't affect you or your family.
Millions of aged pensioners are to benefit slightly from a rise in the pension payment. From Monday, the single age pension will increase by $14.80 to $967.50 a fortnight. Couple age pensioners will see a rise of $22.40, bringing their maximum payment to $1,458.60 each fortnight. Pensions and other government payments are adjusted twice each year, but this is the biggest increase to the age pension and other social security payments since 2014. To the AFL, Port Adelaide player Ollie Wines has won the club's first Brownlow medal. Wines received 36 votes, 3 ahead of Western Bulldogs captain Marcus Bontempelli. Wines received the award on stage at a ceremony in Perth.
I'm a little bit rattled, to be honest, still. There's so many great players that I still look up to at my age, and they've had tremendous seasons, and a lot of them are obviously playing on Saturday in the biggest game of the year, and I'm extremely envious of them, and I'd love to be in their position, but as you said, it wasn't to be this year, and I know we'll rebound and go again next year.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 24 degrees. Adelaide, showers and 14. Melbourne, also showers, 13 degrees. Hobart, a few showers, 12. Canberra, much the same, 16. Wollongong, becoming windy and mostly sunny, 25. Sydney, similar conditions, 27. Newcastle, sunny, 28. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 29. Cairns, partly cloudy, 29. And Darwin, sunny, 36 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.